The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Patience. We were talking about the proper bitachon when you need something from the outside, or you need somebody to help you, or to do some deal with somebody else. And we said, as we said before, to recognize that the success of whatever you're doing is in the hands of Hashem. That's a primary one that we're involved in, to make sure we're doing it in a fashion that is favorable in the eyes of Hashem. Together with that, we try to pick honest and good people to work with, that they should be good shluchim to carry out what we need and what we want. This one point about this whole general idea. When I'm lacking something and I'm designed to have it, whether it would be in my financial state or my health state or my married state, marrying with my kids, whatever it may be, there's always that period of time of waiting. I want it to happen and it doesn't happen right away. And here is one of the most important points of Avodas Hashem and Bitochen. In modern Hebrew, it's called savlanut. In modern English, it's called patience. Savlanut, the word savlanut, more describes what is going on. Savlanut comes from the same Russian as to be soivel, to be able to hold something, to carry something. What it means is, the natural mind frame a person has is when I feel I'm lacking something, I want it right now. And if it doesn't happen right now, that puts me in a state of tension, of sometimes being upset and anger, sometimes being feeling let down, sometimes despair, giving up hope. And all those feelings are wrong. Because this will be something that somebody promised me, he's going to do something tomorrow. Then I have the right to be upset if he doesn't do tomorrow. Like, I remember there was a person who owed somebody money. He didn't feel comfortable to say that he doesn't have the money to pay back for the next, let's say, 3 months. So he said, don't worry, I'm going to get it tomorrow. In the meantime, the one who lent him the money was sure the guy is paying back tomorrow. And he already wrote a check on the fact that he's going to get the money tomorrow. When the guy who promised to pay tomorrow didn't pay it, then that caused him tremendous frustration because he was relying on the other person he's paying tomorrow. If the other person would have just been more honest and just said, you know, I feel terrible, but it'll take me another month to pay back, then everything would have been all right. Maybe initially the one who lent the money wouldn't be so happy about it, but at least it wouldn't cause him to do things that cause himself damage based on the fact that he's relying on the word of the other person. That's only when you're getting explicit a promise from somebody that you're going to get that thing. But there was no promise in the first place. You're not even sure if you'll ever get it. Then where is it coming from that I have lack of patience to wait for to get what I want? It's coming from that mind frame that deep down I think I'm running the world and I have to have it my way. And therefore, if I'm not getting it right away, I feel there's something wrong. And there's nothing wrong about it. Sure, we must bow to Hashem. If we have a tzara, we want it to happen as soon as possible and get out of it. Whether it'll be financial or health or any other thing, interpersonal things. For sure, we want it as soon as possible. Not the rabbi, we should be misbalt by Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we say we should have a full shalema, mehera, as soon as possible. We should have a painful situation, we should get out of it as soon as possible. We should have marba, maisim, toizim, whatever we can do to get out of it. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean that something went wrong. It means that we miscalculated Hashem's divine plan for what is good for us. And if we get upset, or we despair, or these other types of feelings, we're basically giving ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu a message that I have to have it my way. I just can't manage with the fact that it's not going the way I want it. And that is, unfortunately, not a good thing for any of us. It doesn't bring us more Siyat HaShemai. The Siyat HaShemai is from the fact that I know there's something I have to go through, and I know Hashem is with me. I think I told you maybe once before this wonderful tzaddik.
Kol HaLashon.
I went to his share of Yisuyim. He had a very sweet line. He says, very often you don't have patience for things. And he said, just think for a second, how much patience Hashem has for us? How much Hashem is yearning for us to be more perfected in all our voices, Hashem, in our tefillahs, in our learning, the way we behave to our families, our midas, and we're nitchal time and again, all kinds of different things. And Hashem just has that patience. Don't worry, I'm keeping you going. I'll give you another day of life with hope that you're going to take advantage of it better. You're going to be a bigger oy ben Hashem next day. You're going to give me more nachas the next day. And if the next day goes by and we don't do it for him, don't do a thing, Hashem. It just keeps on going. So if you just think of how much Hashem has, how much patience Hashem has for us, then we could have that patience for him and realize that if he's so good to us, then the fact that things are being delayed, there's some divine cheshbon for our benefit. And may I take advantage of the fact it didn't happen yet. Okay, so it's another opportunity to have a little bit more for this. I'm going to be myself and I'm going to be talking more. If everything goes smooth, you know, you don't really have challenges and I'm going to be talking. Okay, a person is in yeshiva and everything's taken care of. There's always things of them in the Tachem. It's not the same thing as a person who is already all by himself and building his family and has all different challenges. So this is what I want to mention today. The beautiful nekuda of waking ourselves up and having patience. And if we have the patience, if, once again, recognizing my lack of patience is coming from a big mistake, then I think I have to have it exactly what they want it as soon as possible. And I want to change my mind frame and realize I do want it as soon as possible because I really want to feel more comfortable and I think I'll be able to be able to show better if everything goes smoothly and everything else. But together with that, if it doesn't happen, then in respect to my present state, I still stay in that cheerful, good state, in the state that I realize that Hashem knows what's good for me. And if he's giving me the challenges for my growth, and I'll grow with it together, I'll be an example for the people around me. I'll be a stronger person. I'll have a deeper feeling of kasher, bitachon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what really shows kasher. When everything's going smooth, it doesn't show anything. A guy thanking Hashem, wow, he's so, everything going smooth doesn't mean anything. When things aren't going the way we want, and even so, we show Hashem that we're with him, we realize it's for our benefit. That's the most high level of closeness. And I'll end up with a mashal, another problem you can fall into. Sometimes a person does have a tremendous amount of patience. But it has to be till the end. Sometimes you lose your patience in the last second and you lost it all. I'll give a mashal of a person, he's waiting for his wife to get ready. And she says, don't worry, it's going to take another 5 minutes. And anyway, it's already 20 minutes and he's so proud of himself. He's working on his midas. And it's already a half hour and he's even more proud of himself. But then it comes to 35 minutes and just he loses himself. He starts raving and ranting. What is his business? He was supposed to be ready half an hour ago. Blah, blah, blah. So what happens? If we look at the whole picture, if he waited another 5 minutes and finished his nisayon that he had, and had patience to the end and gave a nice mouth to his wife with understanding that she had a hard day and she had a lot to do, and she didn't do it just because she's being mazalza. She did her best, and this is what happened. Then it would be such a beautiful thing. The situation of him waiting for her would bring them closer to each other and make them appreciate each other more. But instead of that, he anyway was working on himself for that half hour. In the last 5 minutes, he lost it. He lost the whole game. And it's not only the gate to family members, no gate to us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in certain situations. And we have patience, and Chas V'Shalom, we could lose it and then lose a lot. So Mi'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha. Number one, be zeicha, that everything should go smoothly always. But even things don't go smoothly, and we're waiting for things. L'miyachlim l'chazdei. Hashem is close to the people. Those are the people that are close to Hashem, the people that are always waiting and patiently looking forward to the final chesed, the final Yeshua. If we do that, Mi'ez Hashem, that will bring us Yeshuas and all of Kol Yeshuas. And the waiting itself is not a waste of time, because every second we are waiting for Kodesh Bo, that in itself is a powerful act of Amunah Bitochen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.